Imagine a year-long cross-country road trip with perfect weather. Seem impossible?
Well, climate scientist Brian Bretschneider in Anchorage, Alaska, has mapped out a way. In fact, several ways that follow 70-degree weather year-round.
As a climate scientist, I'm always looking for ways to connect people with climate data. I think most people have done road trips in their life. People have gotten in a car or a camper or a train, and they've watched the world pass by. So this is a way to kind of reinvigorate a road trip in a way that people really haven't ever really thought about before.
The first maps came out in 2015 when Bretschneider was a faculty researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He was analyzing how temperature changed throughout the year when he noticed something interesting.
Pretty much somewhere in the U.S. was always 70 degrees at any given time during the year.
So just for fun,
I threw some lines on a map and connected them to the highways and put it out there.
One for the lower 48, which ran 9,000 miles long, and another that was a 13,000-mile version, which included parts of Canada and Alaska. With these maps, you would start your road trip on January 1st in South Texas and chase the perfect weather northeast. So you're in Washington, D.C. by the end of April and then head back west and end the year in San Diego.
And these maps really resonated with people, so much so that fans asked him to update the maps when new climate data came out, and last month, he finally did.
The major differences are that the journey now starts in California instead of South Texas. The weather itself hasn't drastically changed in 8 years, but it is something he's thinking about.
The world is warming. The United States is warming, Canada's warming. And what's going to happen is these lines, if you think of these as lines on a map, they'll shift over time. Right now, we're able to put a route through Canada in the summertime, but as it warms up, maybe it's just too warm to find a route that's 70 degrees through Canada in the summertime.
So far, Bretschneider hasn't heard of anyone actually attempting one of his road trips. He hasn't done it himself either.
Perhaps someday it's a road trip that is best suited to someone who is retired, and I'm still quite a ways away from retirement. So who knows, maybe when I retire, things will have warmed to the point where maybe there's not a 70-degree route anymore.
So if you're still looking for weekend plans like I am, the newest routes suggest Massachusetts or Minnesota.
Convenient, I'll be in Rhode Island. Get your motor running.